The latest Kids Count report on child well-being shows that on average, Connecticut is doing well. But that's not true across all racial and ethnic groups. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
The Annie E. Casey Foundation recently released its 30th Child Well-Being Report. It examines how children and families are doing in education, health, community, and economic status. And while Connecticut ranks high overall, Liz Fraser says significant racial and ethnic disparities remain.
When parents do better and have more opportunity for economic mobility, the data shows that their children will do better as well. And in our state, the children who have more opportunity are generally white children.
Fraser is the policy director at the Connecticut Association of Human Services, which compared the well-being of children today to data that was released in the first Kids Count report in 1990. 30 years ago, Fraser says Connecticut was one of the best states for children to live, especially because more parents had secure employment and benefits. But today,
we are now one of the 10 bottom states in that area, meaning a large portion of our children are living in families where no parent has full-time year-round employment.
Children of color make up higher percentages of those living in poverty and those who are not meeting proficiency levels in grade school. Cheryl Horowitz, a researcher at the Human Services Association, presented her findings to lawmakers and advocates.
There has been a history of bias and racism and all sorts of factors that have put people of color into extreme disadvantages that accumulate.
Fraser and Horowitz say the state has succeeded in many ways to improve the well-being of children. But going forward, they say the state needs to do better at making sure all children and their families are getting the help they need. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.